Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter Masech des Ahalis Perik Tes Mishnah Hei Bamed Varam Avur. Now basically what we're going to do in the next four Mishnayos is going to be a Chazara. Chazara Mamish? No. Kimat Chazara, because we're going to just flip something around. Flip something around? Uh-huh. Until now we were talking about the Kaveres laying in a doorway, and the mouth of the Kaveres was to the outside. The bottom of the Kaveres to the inside. But what if that Kaveres faced in the other direction, the mouth inside and the back of the Kaveres to the outside? So basically, it's interesting what the next four Mishnayos are going to do. We just had four Mishnayos. We're going to have them almost word for word again. The only difference being we're going to have some different halachas because the Kaveres is facing the opposite direction. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, the Sechta Sahalas. Perik Tes, Mishnei Sabameh, Dvarim Amurim, when do we apply all the halachis of the first four Mishnayis? Bizman Shepiyah Lechutz, when the mouth of the Kaveres, the opening of the Kaveres, is on the outside of the house, and the back of the Kaveres, or the bottom of the Kaveres, is on the inside of the house. But what if it's the other way around? Hoya Piyah Lefnim, if the Kaveres was lying on the ground, and the opening of the Kaveres was facing, more than just facing, was mamish in the inside of the house. And the back of the Kaveres, or the bottom of the Kaveres, was to the outside. As far as the structure of the Kaveres itself, it's the same as in the first two Mishnais. The only difference is its direction. The Kaveres has the holes inside. It's not high off the ground, the tefach. So not everything is going to change. For example, if we have a kazayis ben emes nos and tachtel, a kazayis of emes, underneath the kaveres on the outside, or el gaba, or on top of the kaveres, maybe chutz, outside. So there's no difference in this case, whether the mouth is to the front, outside of the house, or the mouth is to the back, inside of the house, the way Taka is in this Mishnah. Kol shei keneged hazayis, anything that's in a direct line with this zayis, whether it's tachtel, the gaba, tachtel meaning if the kazayis is on top, and the keli is underneath. The gaba means that the kazayis is underneath and the keli is on top. Tame. This is a keli, and if it's a keli, I don't have an oil to block the tuma. Whereas what's inside, that is tar, because the keli could save what it has inside it. V'chol she'ena keneged hazayis, anything that's not directly opposite the kazayis. Let's say I have a kazayis underneath the kaveres, and on top the staka keli, but it's not on the straight line with the kazayis, it's moved off to the side a little bit. That's tar and toicha, like we said before, whatever's inside the beehive, even if it is directly over the kazayis, or directly under the kazayis for sure, it's tar. The habayis, everything in the house, tar is tar. So right now we have no change. I want you to understand, in these cases, in the previous mission, even though here, it's facing the opposite direction. Agav, I'd like you to understand something. Maybe we should have stressed this more earlier on. That although the Kaveres itself is Tahar, because it could hold a bar m'sa b'lach ukarayim b'yavesh, and two kor of dry, but because it's a functioning beehive, it still has a din of a keli and not a din of an oil. And because it has a din of a keli, it can't block the tum. Vayter zok the Mishnah. B'soicha, if the tuma is inside the kaveres, or b'bayis, or in the house, hakol tummy, everything is tummy. So again, b'soicha means if the kazayis is inside the kaveres, or b'bayis, or inside the house, hakol tummy. And finally, we have over here one chiluk, where the halacha is going to change because the mouth is inside. Where? If it's piyah l'chutz, if the mouth is on the outside, we said that if the tuma is in the house, only the house is tummy. The tuma does not go into the kaveres. But now that the mouth of the kaveres faces inside, everything is tummy if the tuma is in the house, because it comes right in through the mouth.